With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. A photographic history of Monterey opens at the city's historic Colton Hall today. KAZU's Doug McKnight got a preview of the exhibit and a look back in time.
The room is small by modern standards. Two long tables sit perpendicular to an antique desk. Handwritten documents and quill pens sit on top of the tables. It's an homage to the room's place in California history.
Our very state's constitution was debated and developed right here in this room.
Monterey County Historical Society Executive Director James Perry stands next to panels of photographs taken as little as two decades after the Constitution was signed in 1849. Photos collected by Pacific Grove photographer Pat Hathaway, who passed away 2 years ago.
And how fitting it is to have well over 100 images resident in this exhibition to document and celebrate the history, the development of industry and commerce and everyday life of Monterey.
Perry points to a picture of the main street in downtown Monterey, photographed in 1888.
It shows you how rough and provincial Alvarado Street was at one point, and the efforts of its local people investing their time and resources and energy into the development of early Monterey.
There are photos of Cannery Row, back when it had canneries, and the Del Monte Hotel, when it still had guests. It was one of the first resorts west of the Mississippi and helped establish Monterey as a tourist destination. It's now part of the Naval Postgraduate School. The archivist for the Hathaway Collection is Susan Kluschmeyer. She motions toward a panel with a series of photos of the hotel in its prime. The photos highlight the Del Monte's Victorian elegance.
And it was so spectacular from the gardens. They had to hire people to build these gardens, to the donkey brigade for the pastime for children.
The resort also had tennis courts, a billiard hall, and a bathhouse. The exhibit is just a small part of a collection of 80,000 pictures amassed by Pat Hathaway. His lifelong friend, Dixie Lane, met me at the Pacific Grove Arts Center, where Hathaway had his first studio. She says his interest in photography began with a Brownie box camera he received on his 12th birthday. His collection began with a classified ad in the Monterey Herald around 1970. The wife of Carmel photographer Louis Jocelyn wanted to clear out her late husband's things. There were cameras and photographic equipment.
There was all these photographs from the late 1800s up until about 1920 that this gentleman had taken, and he had passed in 1964.
It was all free, but there was a catch.
You want it, come and get it, it's yours, but you have to take everything.
And Hathaway did. Later, the Monterey Herald ran a story on his collection of historic photos, and
he had other families whose father or grandfather had passed and had all these negatives, and called up Pat and said, come and get it, it's yours.
The collection now resides at the Historical Society's Baranda Adobe in Salinas. It's not open for public viewing, but the Society is digitizing the photos, and they eventually will be available to view online. Back at Colton Hall, the Historical Society's James Perry says he hopes people will take away an appreciation for Monterey history.
Each and every image gives us a glimpse into yesteryear, glimpses and visions of people just like us who lived here, visited this very room in Colton Hall well over 100 years ago.
The Pat Hathaway Memorial Exhibition, celebrating his images of Monterey, is free. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.